"And how was your swim?" asked Waller. They were walking up to the village of Gord the next afternoon.
"Refreshing. Did you enjoy watching?"
He looked taken aback. "Pardon?"
"I thought I saw someone peeking over the wall. I assumed it was you, but I guess it could have been one of your men."
She glanced back at the pair of security guards trailing them. "It was not me," said Waller stiffly. "And it was not one of my men."
"Perhaps I was mistaken then."
"Yes, you were." Reggie wasn't sure why she'd made such a provocative statement to the man. No, maybe she did know. It was better than scratching his eyes out. Sex slaver? Nuclear terrorist? She drew a calming breath and managed a smile.
"The big market is tomorrow. It's far larger than the one you saw before."
"I look forward to it," said Waller. After finishing their shopping, they passed by the church again.
"Have you been in yet?" asked Reggie.
"Not yet. I will attend Mass on Sunday."
"I've been inside. It's quite lovely. Would you like to see it?"
Waller looked unsure, glancing back at the two guards. "All right, for a few minutes. Then we must eat. I am hungry. And after the market tomorrow, I want to take you to Pont de Gord to see the aqueduct. Then we can have dinner near there at a truly delightful restaurant. Then the next day, Gionda."
"You have it all planned out?"
"Of course I do." This blunt statement was softened by his smile. They walked down the narrow alley and tugged open the church door. Inside, it was noticeably cooler. They moved forward and saw the stairs leading up to the bell tower that was the highest point in Gord. The two bodyguards, one of whom was Pascal, waited just inside the entrance. As they approached the altar, Reggie genuflected and crossed herself. Waller did likewise. An elderly priest walked out and saw them. He spoke to them in French, and Reggie answered before the priest moved on. She said to Waller, "He just asked..."
"Yes, I know. My French is as good as my English, perhaps better. The church is closed, but we will only be a few minutes."
Reggie looked around. "Centuries of worshippers have passed through here. It's remarkable." In a low voice, Waller said, "It is glorifying to be in the presence of such power."
"Power for good," amended Reggie, as she stared at the cross on the altar.
"In a church, what else could there be?"
"I don't attend Mass as regularly as I should."
"We will go together Sunday."
"That's not possible, because I'm leaving early on Sunday."
He looked stunned by this.
"And going where?" "Back home, to the States."
"Can you not change your plans?"
"Why?"
"Because I am asking you to. I want to spend more time with you here."
"But my villa lease will be up."
"I will take care of that. I will either extend it or you can stay at my villa."
"Evan, I don't think..."
He gripped her arm. "I will take care of it." She winced at the pressure he was applying. He slowly released her. "You have bewitched me. I am not in my right mind around you. I must watch myself."
"Perhaps I should watch myself, too," she said, attempting a smile.
"But truthfully, we must spend more time together. And when I go back to Canada, it is a short trip to the United States. We can see each other there."
"You hardly know me."
"I am a quick judge of people. In fact, I can see right through them." He laughed in a way that made Reggie's throat go dry. But she had one more thing to do. It was the reason she'd brought him here.
"It's time to go back. I have a few errands to run in my car after lunch," she said.
Waller turned to head back the way they'd come.
"No," said Reggie. She looked mischievous and playful, a performance she'd worked out in the mirror at the villa. "I found a shortcut."
"What?"
"Follow me." She started off toward the stairs, heading to the lower level. "Where are you going?" he asked. She turned back. "A shortcut, like I said." She glanced over at Pascal, who was watching her closely. "He can come too," she said with a laugh. "I'm not leading you into some ambush, come on." She skipped down the steps. Waller nodded to Pascal, and they followed. Reggie was waiting for them at the bottom. She led them farther into the bowels of the holy place. Reggie glanced once more at Pascal and saw that he had his hand near his gun. A minute later, she pushed open the door and stepped out into daylight. She pointed to her left. "See? A shortcut down the cliffs. The passage was cut right through the stone. The villas are right down those steps." Waller looked surprised and also impressed. "I passed by this door before and wondered where it led." "Now you know," she said.